Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Esquire Coaching Radio Show. It's such a pleasure to be here with all of you today. As you know, Esquire Coaching is a national coaching and consulting firm that is dedicated to empowering lawyers to happily succeed in the business of law. To that end, we discuss the full range of topics from building business to getting a job to work-life balance and everything in between. Today, we have a very special guest who's going to talk to us about how not to become your own personal injury case. This is actually a very exciting two-part series that I'm delighted to bring to everyone today. Cynthia Lackner, a psychologist and certified emotional brain training provider, is going to speak to us today about the process she uses to help attorneys stay in balance and out of stress. This is a highly important topic that we hear about over and over again. As an attorney, you might be performing at a high level of excellence, so you're most likely unaware of how you're not in balance but in stress. The problem with this is that over 80% of humans are out there suffering from this disease that is now caused by stress. Cynthia's emphasis is on helping attorneys learn how to quickly self-regulate their stress response throughout the day. She has a private practice in Denver and also works with people on the phone or through Skype from around the country and worldwide. Cynthia has lectured at the University of Colorado and Denver Law School's Lawyers Helping Lawyers Board, Colorado Defense Lawyers Association, the Colorado Trial Lawyers Conference, and the Colorado Legislative Legal Services. Learning the self-regulation skills and tools takes approximately 6 one-hour sessions, and doctors are constantly referring lawyers as patients for Cynthia. All right, Cynthia, welcome.
Thank you. So happy to be on the phone with you.
Same here. So happy to interview you. I really highly believe in what you're doing and this topic, and it's something so important that it's part of the reason why we are emphasizing this as a two-part series. And before we dive into the questions, I just want to remind our callers that there will be time at the end of this session for you to ask questions directly of Cynthia. All you have to do is call 347-838-8719 and press 1 to get in the line. That's 347-838-8719 and press 1 to get in the line. All right. So, Cynthia, let's dive right in. Can you tell our audience what emotional brain training is?
I certainly can. So emotional brain training, also known as EBT, is a program that actually teaches people to learn how to figure out what brain state they are in throughout the day and then change that brain state from one that is totally stressed out to one that is peaceful and calm.
That sounds amazing and, you know, almost unbelievable for most lawyers. So tell us a little bit about how this works.
Okay, so there's 5 brain states, and I teach people what each brain state looks like and feels like. And then the technique would be to go from changing your brain state from, let's say, a 5, which would be the reptilian brain, which we can all be in all 5 brain states throughout the day. But the thing is, you don't want to stay in a 5 brain state because that's where all the dis-ease comes in and the human suffering and so forth. So if we're in a brain state of 5, I teach people skills and tools about what to do to get into a different brain state. So what I would do, the 5 brain state is the worst one, and you want to get out of it. And that's that fight or flight feeling, that sense of urgency. And that's just not healthy to stay in that all day long. And so most people don't realize, you know, how to turn that switch off. So what I do is I teach them how to get to a brain state of four, which I teach them a technique at that point called cycles. I'm saying the word C-Y-C-L-E-S, cycles, and they go through the natural flow of feelings. They can access their anger, their sadness, their fear, and their guilt. Guilt is, what is my part in the scenario? Or what do I wish had not happened? Because it's our emotions that get us the most upset throughout the day. So I teach people how to go through cycles, and then they can bump up their brain set point, which is a set point is the brain state that you want to stay in. You don't want to stay in a five. You want to stay in a brain state that is calm and soothing, and it might not last long, but if you can learn to self-regulate, you're the one that will be in the driver's seat about how to do that.
I love that. Would you mind, you mentioned the state five, the reptilian, and the next level up. Would you mind just quickly going through the five brain states for us?
Of course. So the fifth brain state is when you would say, do not judge, minimize harm, know it will pass. And the reason I say that, do not judge, is because when we get so upset, we want to like strangle someone else, or we're really mad at ourselves. And then I say, do not judge ourselves or others. Minimize harm, because unfortunately I see some attorneys that will just go drink some, you know, extra bottle of wine or something. I mean, it's one thing to have a glass of wine, but some of them are excessive. Or I have someone that will reach for cheesecake. I'm not saying one piece. She's known to eat the entire cake. So that's why I say minimize harm, and then know that it will pass. It's just a brain wire. So brain state four is where we get all of the brain wiring changes going on. And again, this might sound kind of confusing because it's the first time people are hearing about this, but you get to the point where you can quickly figure out what brain state you're in. A three brain state is called emotional house cleaning. And that's where you go through, again, as I said, the anger, sadness, fear, guilt. And then it gives way to where you feel happy, grateful, secure, and proud. Those are all different brain states as we're going through there. Then you can even go to a brain state where you feel really well. That's the second brain state. You might be feeling well, you feel really good, but you also are aware that you're a little hungry, or that you'd be feeling perfectly well, but you're a little tired, or that you had a conversation with someone that this morning maybe that didn't go well, and you need to call them back and work through that. So in other words, you can feel pretty good but be split, where you realize that, yes, I'm doing well, but I also need to go back and settle this with my friend here, or a colleague, or my child, or someone close to you. Or I'm doing well, but I forgot to eat lunch. I realize I'm really hungry. Or I only slept 4 hours last night. I really need rest. Do you see what I'm saying? And then a one brain state is where you are, let's say, it's just a perfect environment for you. You could be on the beach in Hawaii, or you could love stimulation. You could be in Prague at a museum, or you know, on a wonderful vacation with a friend, or reading a fantastic book, or eating a wonderful meal. Those can all demonstrate a one brain state. So you can see where it really runs the gamut. So we said 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You want to stay in a one brain state. And just recognize that you can be in all of them throughout the day. You just don't want to stay in a five.
Fantastic. That makes a lot of sense. Now, talk to us a little bit about why is this process good for attorneys?
Okay, so attorneys like to think their way out of things. So this is challenging, because with EBT, they have to feel their feelings and not think through them. And that can make them frustrated at first, because they want to intellectualize their feelings. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. So it takes a little bit of an adjustment for them to get used to the idea of not thinking, but allow themselves to feel. And that's why this is different for attorneys, but it's so good for them.
I totally agree with you. And in fact, it's interesting because in law school, all of the emphasis is about the logical brain, you know, and being
right.
able to just think logically. And I think part of not feeling is, I think you're getting trained in law school to not feel a little bit. And so I can imagine that your work is quite difficult because you're integrating or reintegrating them into a new way of being, essentially.
Right. It's hard for some of them. They have, I mean, once they get some success with it, then they're excited about it. But at first, you have to really talk to them about what this looks like and acknowledge this is not the way you usually deal with your life. But if you want some changes to happen, we're going to have to go forward, and I'm doing it with you. You're not alone. I will help you with this.
I love it. And, you know, listeners, I just want you to know that the way that I met Cynthia is because of our commitment to really improving the lives of attorneys. She and I met through an informal networking group of people that are committed to improving the well-being of attorneys. So, Cynthia, how do you know if this process is working? You know, let's just think about some of the attorney clients that you have. How are you able to tell if the process is working?
Okay, so that's a wonderful question. And for example, I'm thinking of this one gentleman who called me. He actually heard me speak at a trial lawyers conference, and he took months and months to call me, but he finally got so ill that he finally called me. And I hate to have people wait so long, but he did. He has AFib, and he also has tinnitus. And tinnitus, you know, is that ringing in the ears. And so he was very, very ill and very stressed. And he called me. And we worked together every single Monday for months. Now, as you said earlier when you introduced me, it usually just takes six times to work with me. There's a beginning, middle, and end. But this man let it go so long with his medical issues and his stress and anxiety that I worked with him for months and months. It got to the point where when I would come into his office just seeing me, and I wouldn't have even said a word, he just felt like, I could just see him relax. I could see it in his body where he was just relaxing and calm just before he even heard my voice. And I am happy to tell you that I worked myself out of a job with him. He doesn't need me anymore. His tinnitus has totally diminished. He doesn't have any symptoms with his AFib. His anxiety is better. And it's because I was able to teach him how to do these different skills. And that's what I'm so happy about, when people don't need me anymore. That's an example of how it works. That was an attorney. There's another person I worked with, for example, who isn't an attorney, and she worked in our governor's office. And it was during the time of the Affordable Care Act when it wasn't working very well, and every time someone would get on the computer and try to get into the program and it crashed, she was responsible for that. And this was someone else I was working with, and right when I was starting to work with her, she was on a program on NPR at the time. She knew that was going to be heard all over the country. And I was in her office working with her. Her migraine was so intense, she told me she thought her head was going to explode. And after we went through the five brain state where I said, you know, where I went through it before with all of you, do not judge, minimize harm, know it will pass, I got her into the four brain state. And we went through the cycles, the anger she felt and the sadness and the fear and what was her part in something. And that isn't out of judgment. It's out of knowing how to protect yourself in the future. Like, how did I leave the back door open so that something happened to me again or some person upset me again? And after two sets of cycles, her migraine was completely gone. She was astounded. So it doesn't always work on the first meeting, but here's an example where it did. And so she's learned over time how to do the skills and tools as well, because for her, it was migraines. And again, I hate to get to the point where someone's almost in ICU and they get me in the door. I would love to be all about prevention so that I help people before they get to the point where they're flagging me down, please come see me or come talk to me so that you can help me.
I love that. I love that proactive stance. Now, you know,
right.
Earlier when you were describing these brain states and you were talking about that reptilian part.
Right.
I would imagine that most attorneys, especially litigators, especially those who are in a position where they feel the need to be adversarial or, you know, to really represent their clients well, might spend or have their set point in that state. Talk to us a little bit about your perspective on being adversarial and the impact that it's having as on our lawyers.
Okay, I'm really happy you brought this up because there's some real resistance. I think some attorneys feel really safe, you know, in that five brain state, in that reptilian brain. But actually, it's a different philosophy than that I have learned from studying the brain and working with attorneys. When you are in a brain state of five, you're reacting from that reptilian brain. So cognitively, you are not thinking clearly. And you're not making good choices for your clients or for yourself. It is that black and white thinking that is actually not doing you any favors or your client. So there's actually confusion going on, memory loss, and rigid thinking. And this is what I try to present to attorneys who might even argue with me that I'm confused and that they're in a better place staying in the five brain state. The brain does not agree, and I have all kinds of research to prove that they are not correct in that assumption.
Wow. What I'm fascinated by is when you said that there's memory loss involved.
Yeah.
And, you know, the inability to think with your cognitive, i.e., your logical brain. So that's fascinating. And I would love for you to share if you have any articles or reports, please let us know so that we can post and populate it on our blog and get that information out to more attorneys as well.
Yes, I would be happy to, because so as an attorney, your strength is coming from, honestly, the prefrontal cortex, and that's the analyzing, planning, and deciding. That is the top part of your brain. So the reptilian brain is coming from the brainstem. So when attorneys actually say, no, I'm over here in the reptilian brain, that's how I'm going to win this case, and that's where my strength is. The reason that doesn't work is because the prefrontal cortex, and combined with the limbic brain and the reptilian brain, all three together, is the best case scenario. And so if you're just coming from one part of your brain, and that's the fight or flight, that's why I went back to the rigid thinking, the memory loss, and the actual confusion, is you're just using part of your brain to help this client and to help yourself. So that's where this comes into play.
Fantastic. Okay, so I'm going to take a little break right now and remind our listeners. Listeners, if you would like to ask Cynthia a question directly, now is the time to call in. Please call 347-838-8719 and press 1 to get in the line. That's 347-838-8719 and press 1 to get in the line. And while I'm monitoring our dashboard, let me just continue by asking you a few more questions until we hear from some other folks. So, you know, the statistics are high about the level of depression and substance abuse and alcoholism among attorneys. Does EBT help people with addictions? Is this a form of therapy?
Yes, I mean, what it does, and I can talk about how this is different than actual typical therapy, but I'll answer your first question where you talk about, does EBT help people with an addiction? So the root cause of addictions are stress, and it actually starts early in life. So as the wiring of how to self-regulate is transmitted from one generation to the next, during the first 3 years of life. So even in that last trimester when we're hanging out in utero, this is when we're learning to self-regulate, and actually if our moms are really stressed out, that is being downloaded into us. And it is that wiring that can be a little off and tending to ramp up the stress, and then a few upsets that can happen as we go through life, or changes or losses that come our way, we are then set up for addictions. So then the addictions add more stress, and pretty soon the brain is wired for stress, and that addiction seems like our only way out. So that's the problem, and EBT can help people with addictions, because what you do, for example, is when you're feeling stressed and you're reaching for alcohol, or you're reaching for, you know, if it's a food addiction, it's not that you are, let's say with food, it's not that you might even be hungry, but you are feeling so upset. And instead of standing at the refrigerator looking at the different things and the different items in the refrigerator, what you can ask yourself instead is, what's bothering me? How do I feel? And what do I need? How do I feel and what do I need? That's the question we ask, so that we can take care of ourselves and learn to self-nurture in a healthy way, instead of doing it through, you know, pot smoking or prescription drugs or, as I said earlier, the cheesecake or the bottles of wine or the extra martini and so forth. So addiction is a big piece of that, and I do help people when they feel stressed. And yes, depression is a big component. I can help people with their depression, with their anxiety, and I do it drug-free. I do it so that they can learn how, on the spot, how to feel better. They can be sitting in court and in 2 minutes do what's called a check-in, where they can figure out real quickly what brain state they're in. And they obviously can't do a cycle right then. They could do it later, but just notice and give themselves I know I'm in a brain state of 5. I get that. I'll take care of it later. And then just do a couple of deep, nice cleansing breaths. Diaphragmatic breathing always calms us down. And they can do it right there, sitting in court or sitting in a meeting with a client, or even at home with a family member. It's a skill that they can use everywhere and have it for the rest of their lives.
It sounds amazing. Honestly, in just listening to you, I myself started to take a couple of deep breaths and immediately sensed, even within myself, a relaxation and an opening. But one thing that I'm curious about is, you mentioned asking yourself, you know, oh, how do I feel and what do I need? And one thing that I've found, and tell me if you find this as well, is that sometimes lawyers have a difficult time identifying what they actually feel. Do you come across this in your practice?
Yes, I do. And that's why a component of what I do with EBT is meditation. And a lot of people, especially attorneys, would hear the word meditation and they're like rolling their eyes, and I get that. But what I teach them to do is do what you just said, Anne, to start recognizing how I feel in my body and where do I feel that in my body. So that when I work with attorneys, I ask them to close their eyes and sit up nice and straight in their chairs. And then pretty soon they can start to identify, you know, when I heard that today, this very upsetting information, actually my stomach got tight. I didn't realize that before. Or my chest tightened, or my head started to hurt. And I'd say, well, where does it hurt in your head? Well, over here above my right eye or whatever. This is something that's new to them. They never, ever thought about it. They're so busy putting one foot in front of the other and being able to go forward, and there's no time, they think, to even stop and think about what they're feeling, what they're doing, and that is not doing them any favors. So that's why I want them to learn quickly how to assess where it is hurting them in their body, what they're feeling, and what they're needing. And this is all new to attorneys. They're not used to this at all.
No, not at all. And it's interesting, too, because, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, in introducing you today, you mentioned that, yes, attorneys might be performing at a high level of excellence, but there's an equation there that is that they're not in balance but in stress. Can you just talk a little bit more about that?
Yes, I mean, they're so used to, like, almost performing, but the problem is we're going back to when, if they're mostly in a reptilian brain, and when we talked about how they're just not cognitively, they're maybe not making the best decisions, or that there's rigid thinking, they need to be able to, if they could stay in balance more, and they, again, this isn't their fault, they didn't know that they had a choice, they could learn how to do this quickly even, and when they can learn the skills and tools throughout the day, they're going to become better attorneys, and they'll be able to stay in balance more and out of stress. And the way they would do it is to figure out, okay, I don't even know what brain state I'm in. I'll just do an emotional house cleaning, and then they see what bubbles up. I'm angry that, oh my gosh, I didn't even know I was angry at what happened yesterday. I didn't even realize that, or I'm sad that. Do you see what I mean? These emotions are getting in the way of them being able to be the best they can be. And we all want to be the best we can be. So the way to do that is to have the skills and tools so that they can keep figuring out, as I said earlier, how do I feel and what do I need? And you don't always know. That's why you have to go through the skills and tools and ask yourself, how do I feel? And if you don't know, you start with a three, the emotional house cleaning, where you go through the anger, sadness, fear, guilt, see what bubbles up, and then that gives way to the grateful, happy, secure, proud. When you're grateful, you can bump up your set point, and meaning that gratitude takes the depression, takes the anxiety, and it just melts away, and you're doing it. That's the coolest part. You're the one that's making that happen. That's very, very powerful. And that's one of the differences,
and, you know,
too. Yeah.
I'll tell you, it almost sounds like a magic elixir, you know, the way that you're talking about it, and I believe it. I honestly know the value of what you're talking about. I feel like you create space in where attorneys can start to truly observe what's going on for them instead of just being in a numbed out state, you know, day in and day out and just trying to cope. And this process that you're talking about just sounds amazing. And I would encourage anybody that's listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the recording, please reach out to Cynthia and learn some more. And speaking of that, Cynthia, can you let our listeners know how people might be able to reach you and learn more about your services?
Absolutely. So my name is Cynthia Lackner, Lackner. And you can go to my website at www.cynthialackner.com. And my business line is 303-968-4565. And I do work with people on Skype and FaceTime and on the phone just like this, and I love making a difference in people's lives. And I just want to say also, because Anne asked me one more thing, I want to say very quickly, the difference between this and traditional therapy is that I help you identify the issues in your life like traditional therapy, but then we go forward and I help you recognize your anxieties and the triggers that cause stress, and then you learn to rewire your limbic brain, your emotional brain, and that's very different from any other therapy.
Oh, fantastic. listeners, go, please, you know, just make sure you reach out to Cynthia. Cynthia is coming back next week on our radio show. And actually, in the second part, we're going to go deep into post-traumatic stress disorder as it pertains to lawyers and what we're experiencing within the profession. So, Cynthia, thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to having you back next week.
Thank you so much, Anne. This was a real treat. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and to the listeners out there.
Thank you. All right, listeners. Listen, share your thoughts. Did you get an aha moment from today's radio interview? If so, come to our website, www.esquirecoaching.com, and link up with us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and let us know your thoughts. What are some of the stressors you're dealing with, and see if we can help you out. See you next week. Take care.